Police in New Haven, Connecticut, have confirmed that a body found in the basement of a Yale University building is that of a missing graduate student. Annie Lay, who was pursuing a doctorate in pharmacology, was reported missing last week, just a few days before she was to have been married. Last night, her body was found in the university building where she did research, and police are now calling her death a homicide. One newspaper that's been covering this story closely is the Yale Daily News, and I spoke earlier with the paper's editor-in-chief, Thomas Kaplan, and asked him to describe the mood on campus.
Well, I think people here are really shocked. This is a campus in mourning. I think it's safe to say that students and faculty alike are just horrified at the thought that a student was killed in broad daylight in a busy academic building, and that something like that could happen in our community.
What exactly did the police find last night, and where did they find it?
Well, they found a female body in a utility shaft behind a wall in a basement of this research facility, which is where Annie Lay was last seen.
And I believe there was also some bloody clothing that was found before
that? That's true. On Saturday, law enforcement officials found bloody clothing. It's unclear to whom that clothing belonged. It wasn't the clothes that Annie was wearing when she was last seen. It's also unclear whether the blood on the clothes was even human blood. It could be animal blood from experiments in the building, but that could be evidence.
Now, there's also surveillance video, closed-circuit television video, which I gather shows when Annie Lay entered the building.
That's true. So this could be key in the investigation. There are 70 cameras on the perimeter of this building. One camera did capture Annie going into the building at about 10 a.m. Tuesday, and then the big mystery was the fact that no camera captured her leaving the building. We now obviously have an idea why. But the thought is, whoever did this almost certainly was captured on at least one camera. There's really no way to get into this building without being captured on one of these cameras.
The police figure they know at least who was in the building at the time that she was there?
Well, that's the idea, especially because to get to the basement where she was found, you need to swipe your Yale ID card, and only a certain number of people who are authorized to be in the spaces in the basement can even get there. The elevator door physically won't open unless you swipe your card and have permission to be there. Given that, given the fact that all of these swipes of the key cards are recorded electronically, investigators should have an idea of who was in the building when and where they were.
But if there's a video showing her entering the building at 10 a.m. Tuesday, roughly, mm-hmm. is the assumption here that it took more than 5 days to discover her body in the basement?
I think that's what the assumption is, that she was killed sometime Tuesday. Hopefully the medical examiner will be able to shed some more light on the time of death. The police have been searching through that building with bloodhounds, and it's a mystery why it took so long to find her body.
And just one other point. I mentioned that Annie Lay was to have been married last weekend. Her fiancé is not viewed by anyone as a suspect.
No, the fiancé is cooperating with the investigation, we are told, and university officials said there's no worry at all that he could have any involvement into her disappearance and apparent killing.
Thomas Kaplan, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
That's Thomas Kaplan, the editor-in-chief of the Yale Daily News.